Now back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. Here's your host, James Maduke.
Small Business Heroes, this is James Maduke speaking, and thank you to Doug Hewson from Starting Startups. We were talking about what the VCs are looking for. What we've got to do right now, if you wanted to find out more about Starting Startups, if you're having trouble or you can't remember the URL, www.startingstartups.com, you can go to Small Business Heroes. There's the guest web links, and his information is there. So take the time to visit there if you are interested in VC funding. The interesting thing is, off at the break, of course, we had Marlon and Doug here in the studio and trying to put a deal together, but it looks like there's a meeting tomorrow. So we almost had Doug staying and to have Marlon and Doug on at the same time talking about how to get Marlon some more money for his business. So that's what happens in these small business shows. Everyone's putting deals together. Speaking of deals, what I want to do right now, we're going to have a quick contest, and Liam's going to pick someone who calls. He asked, you want the first caller, the fifth caller? And I said, you pick it this time, Liam. So what I want you to, five, he just gave me a high five, so it looks like caller number five in. And what we're doing is, I'm going to give you the prize first. It's from our sponsor, Good Life Fitness Centers, and we've got a one-month membership pass to Good Life Fitness. So Liam's going to take the fifth caller in. You can call 521-TALK, 521-TALK, which is 8255, or star 580 on your Bell Mobility, and Liam will help you out. Fifth caller in for Good Life Fitness free pass. So thank you very much to Good Life. I'm joined in the studio now. We've got Marlon O'Needs in the studio, an e-learning company, You Achieve. Welcome to the studio, Marlon.
Thank you.
Good. So we've got Marlon here now. Marlon's got, we talked a little bit earlier, Marlon's got 15 employees. He's got revenues. We're talking now, I asked Marlon, I said, okay, Marlon, the challenge for you now is you've got the rocket ship there. You got some fuel. How many people are on that rocket ship and what the trajectory is? So maybe Marlon, just tell us quickly about the company just to start off with, and then we'll get into some of those issues.
Well, James, the company is youachieve.com, Inc., and it's out of Vancouver. I actually live in Ottawa, and I work in Vancouver. I'm one of those long commuters. the company is an e-learning company, e-learning in the form of online learning. You and I have grown up with leader-led classes available to us being sent to Toronto for training sometime, and an instructor would sit in front of you for a few hours and then you'd look forward to the parties afterwards. And in this case, e-learning is the space that you're in. That's the space that we're in. And leader-led classes are, you know, they're not going away completely, but they'll be going down in numbers. And e-learning is taking over, especially due to the recent events and travel cuts and security and all kinds of other aspects.
Okay, so we're talking about traditional sort of soft skills training that we might have done with a sales trainer or a time management trainer or a communication skills or all of those soft skills.
Yeah, I mean, there are two kinds of e-learning companies. There are those who offer two kinds of e-learning. One is IT training and one is sales training. But there's also, you got your company products. You could also bring it online as well. That's what e-learning is all about, using the computer to disseminate knowledge and increase somebody's skills and competencies. And that's what we do. We're in that business. We sell content. Mm-hmm. We have our own business skills content, of which, you know, James, now this is for you. We welcome you as one of our authors.
That's a plug for me, I think.
Yeah,
thank you very much, Marlon.
Absolutely. You're amongst the greats that we have signed up over the past 5 years. We've signed up 225 authors, the likes of Tony Alessandra, Susan Rowan, Andrea Nirenberg. We have Tom Peters, Ken Blanchard, Stephen Covey on the site. And we look for competencies, core values that you look for in an employee. And it's geared towards corporate and SMEs as well as small to medium-sized enterprise as well as large corporations. And there's some for the individual. There's some for the corporation.
Okay.
And you'll find that.
So if you've just joined us, we're talking to Marlon O'Need, the CEO of You Achieve. Marlon, what are some of the challenges for you to get your rocket ship going now, and how are you addressing those? What are the things that you're doing?
Yeah, when I took over the responsibility in the company to be their president, the company was just content, and content was king. It was everybody said content is king. We very quickly discovered and came about that you need the delivery vehicles. You need the consulting and the services, the content conversion. You need to create a learning solutions provider ecosystem, the ability to do content, technology, and services.
So, yeah, full suite of services in.
So we have to transform the company this year, over the past 10 months, from a content company, business skills content company, mm-hmm. to competency-matched business skills content, as well as IT skills. We brought them through some other partners. Then we acquired a learning management system, which is allowing you to manage and track your learning pathways for your employees and individuals. And we acquired also a learning content management system, which is the tool that allows you to convert your company contents, proprietary content, to online. Okay. That this way, we became a full learning solutions provider.
Okay, so what that means for a small business, a company under 50 employees, it basically they can outsource all of their learning and matching the right kind of courses to the right people and making sure that they're doing them properly and have them take care of that.
Absolutely. I mean the whole idea is instead of sending, if you're a company under 50, 50 employees, and you have about 15 salespeople, for example, and you're going to send them on to a leader-led class, that's going to cost you anywhere from $500 to $1,500. I've gone on courses that are $10,000 worth in leader-led environment. Now, all of
the trainers are worth it, though, of course.
Well, absolutely. I agree with that. So you have now a blended model where you could do a little bit of online learning and a little bit of face-to-face with leader-led courses. So you have that capacity to blend. So for them, you need that full-service solution.
Okay, so you were able to build the full-service solution that your customers needed.
We did that. And then the uniqueness that we kind of did that with was the fact that we counted on granular content.
What do you mean by that?
It's small chunks of learning. And people are used to one-hour TV episodes. They're used to 20-minute news or 5-minute news clippings they'll read.
Or a 20-minute segment in a radio show.
Exactly, or a radio show. There you go. And so we created, we took the summaries of these great books and business from business leaders and summarized them down to 1-hour workshops, 20-minute clinics, 5-minute articles, and then we added to that knowledge nuggets and power bites for your PDA and for your cell phone. And so you have, if you have, your attention span is like mine, 3 seconds before a meeting, you're going to prepare for it. Well, you don't have time to read an hour to go online
or read
and take
a book,
an hour
a 500-page book, or whatever.
All you want is, you know, something from Randall Ponder, for example, on effective delegation.
Okay.
This is a power bite. It says, decide what to delegate, choose the right person, communicate the task, give responsibility and authority, check progress, and evaluate results.
Okay.
That's what we call a power bite. It's a summary of a book, 1-hour workshop that exists online.
Okay,
you know,
so that's
similar
to
what you did earlier.
Okay, so that's something that makes your company unique then?
Yes. Okay. There's some uniqueness to that and the size and the small size of content. So, you know, full learning solutions provider and your content is small.
Okay, and then what about, I want to talk a little bit about the revenue part. You know, you've got a rocket and you've got to make sure that you've got revenue so that the trajectory isn't flat. You've got to have it going up. So what are you doing or what can you suggest for listeners to make sure that revenue thing happens?
The same message you gave, the same message Doug gave, focus. When we finished the transformation process in October, from October until end of January, we created a very large revenue plan or revenue funnel as a result of we focused the whole organization on sales. So between trade shows, even in Ottawa here, we had a couple of trade shows, one with Oakley, one with GTEC. We did the Online Learning 2001 in Los Angeles. We did Comdex in Vegas. So the ability to go out and get in front of these people
And focus on that. So
absolutely.
Put all the power to it. Okay.
Absolutely. And to us, corporate clients were where the money was going to be, and we focused on that. And we started focusing our content and competencies right onto the needs of the corporate clients.
Of the customers. Excellent. So the three things that you would suggest then to make sure for the listeners, the three things to get over the hump?
Well, first, you need the right partners.
Yeah.
Absolutely the right partners. The second thing is the solid sales funnel. And I'm not talking about fake sales funnel. So there are
a real sales funnel.
A real sales funnel. Like I could.
With real customers.
We've signed up the National Guard with 290,000 people, but National Guard went to war. So who's going to buy from you? Who's going to use the content? But at the same time, you get the General Motors guys, and you get the Entergies, and you get the Xeroxes, and the Teleses. And so these are good contents. customers. The other thing is unique products. The differentiators is what differentiates you from the rest, and this is what I just mentioned earlier.
Okay, perfect. If you just joined us, we've been talking to Marlon Onid, the CEO of YouAchieve.com, and again, to get to his website, if you're having trouble with YouAchieve.com, you can visit Small Business Heroes on the guest links. Thank you very much, Marlon. That was great. You're listening to Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduke speaking. And a little note here, Robert LeBlanc is the winner from Good Life Fitness Centers of a one-month pass. So congratulations to Robert. We'll be right back in the studio after the break. We're going to be joined by Jennifer McKinnon from Phoenix Solutions talking about websites. You're listening to Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduke speaking, part of CFRA's Business at Night, News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
You're listening to Small Business Heroes on CFRA's Business at Night, brought to you in part by the Entrepreneurship Center and Max DBC.